Singer Natasha Atlas calls herself Anglo-Middle Eastern. Born in Belgium to an English mother and an Arab father, she made her name in multi-ethnic club music with the group Transglobal Underground. Atlas's recent work draws on her Arab cultural roots, including classical music and poetry. Her new CD, Moon Kaliba, is a meditation on globalism. Reviewer Banning Air says it's a subject that Atlas is uniquely qualified to take on.
Moon Kaliba is a classical Arabic word meaning to be in a state of reversal. The rich, subtle CD Natasha Atlas has made construes that idea in various ways, among them personal, as she channels the art forms of her ancestors. This is a musha, a song form that goes back to medieval Moorish Spain. Atlas is working with a 20-piece Turkish orchestra, adept at both Arabic and Western classical music, as well as jazz. Western piano and Eastern ney flute take lead roles in the arrangements, and Atlas sings with that quality of fragility and power that marks the great Arab singers. Even when the beat picks up and Atlas hints at her pop music past, the mood remains reflective, even brooding. Atlas mostly sings in Arabic or French, but she includes one song in English, a luminous cover of Nick Drake's River Man.
Going to see the River Man. Going to tell him all I can about the band. I'm being free. If he tells me all he knows about the way this river flows.
The songs on Moon Kaliba are interspersed with ambient sound beds laced with snatches of spoken word from Peter Joseph, founder of the Zeitgeist movement.
You have to accept the reality that you are a conditioned being, and that the concept of free will is limited only to your intellectual tool set, the options given to you by your environment.
On first listen, this juxtaposition of music and words might seem jarring. It's also provocative. The music bridges a cultural divide between Islam and Judeo-Christian societies. Joseph's words talk about societies as well, but in structural terms, the monetary system, scarcity, propaganda, corruption. The sounds and ideas on Moon Kaliba rub against one another and ultimately produce sparks. Natasha Atlas hones the contradictions of her tangled heritage into an enchanting musical space and a restless meditation on the contradictions of an uncertain world.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed Moon Kaliba by Natasha Atlas.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.